This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, December 29th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Release International reports that West African countries like Nigeria and Burkina Faso are set to be persecution hotspots for Christians next year. Islamist extremists there are carrying out bombings, killings, kidnappings, school burnings, and assaults on religious leaders in places of worship. Other countries of growing concern for persecution next year are Afghanistan, India, and North Korea. Christians in Afghanistan face new threats under a Taliban regime. India is cracking down on churches through anti-conversion laws and increased Hindu extremist attacks. And in North Korea, looming famine could further destabilize the country and lead to more persecution. However, the church is growing there as Bible requests have increased dramatically during the pandemic. Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 18, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." On Tuesday, Russia's Supreme Court shut down the country's oldest human rights group called International Memorial. The group preserved the legacy of innocent people who were imprisoned and executed during the Soviet era. The court labeled International Memorial a Western-influenced public threat to society. Last Thursday, President Joe Biden signed a bill that bans imports from China's Xinjiang region. The U.S. has condemned China for human rights abuses and forced labor of the Uyghur Muslims in that area. The bill also applies sanctions to individuals involved in forced labor of the Uyghur Muslims. The U.S. Air Force announced it has approved zero religious exemption requests for the COVID shot mandate. Service members with denied requests have 5 days to get the shot, submit an appeal, or retire. The Air Force still has over 8,000 requests to process. The U.S. Navy also announced it has approved zero of its nearly 3,000 religious exemption requests. Preliminary data from the U.K. government found that people with the Omicron variant of COVID-19 were 50 to 70% less likely to be hospitalized compared to people with the Delta variant. Meanwhile, the CDC slashed its estimate of Omicron prevalence in U.S. cases from 73% to 22% for the week ending December 18th. As of last week, the variant accounted for 58% of cases. The CDC also shortened its recommended isolation time period after a positive COVID-19 test from 10 days to just 5 days. As cases increase, President Biden made this comment to the governors on Monday.
"Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here. He talks about that a lot."
40 Days for Life announced that their previous prayer vigils at abortion mills saved 2,260 babies this year. That's double the number of babies rescued from abortion in 2020. Plus, prayer vigils this year also helped bring 18 abortion workers into a saving faith of Jesus Christ and closed 7 abortion mills. 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15 says, "Now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him." As churches across the country closed in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, venture capital funding for religious and especially Christian apps skyrocketed in recent years. Research from PitchBook Data found that funding for religious apps increased from $6 million in 2016 to $48 million in 2020 to $175 million in 2021. And finally, Britain's 95-year-old Queen Elizabeth II delivered her traditional Christmas broadcast on television last week, in which she underscored the importance of the Christian message.
"In the birth of a child, there is a new dawn with endless potential. It is this simplicity of the Christmas story that makes it so universally appealing. simple happenings that form the starting point of the life of Jesus, a man whose teachings have been handed down from generation to generation and have been the bedrock of my faith. His birth marked a new beginning. As the carol says, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. I wish you all a very happy Christmas.
Luke 2, verses 8 through 12 says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'" The Queen paid a special tribute to her husband, Prince Philip, who died just 8 months ago. By next February, Queen Elizabeth II will have reigned for 70 years. And that's the World View in 5 minutes, on this Wednesday, December 29th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.